coming up on All Access.
Let's go, son. Right, let's go get him, baby.
Let's go out and establish the tempo for this defense.
Now wrapped up and brought down. A sack for New England's Chandler Jones. Throw by Glennon to the near side, picked off by Logan Ryan. It'll be a pick six. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. He's at the 10. He's got a touchdown, Patriots.
Our offensive group, we think very highly of their defensive line, and it's definitely going to be a tough week for the offensive line.
I've loved the game since the minute I saw it. I've always wanted to play, you know, at the highest level and be the best that I could, and that's really where I get it from.
You know, you're on the road, you're in the division. You've got a coach that was coming from college with some Syracuse people on his staff. And this is about as unpredictable as it gets.
Is back. On Sunday, the Patriots open up the regular season in Orchard Park, New York, when they take on the new-look Buffalo Bills. Hello and welcome, everyone, to our season premiere of Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. We're thrilled to have you with us as we begin our 16th season of All Access. A long and difficult offseason gave way to a very productive training camp. Let's take a look back at some of the sights and sounds from the preseason.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Let's go, Suds. All right, Shaky Dave, let's go get him, baby.
Big boy football tonight, man. Let's go. Everything you got.
Let's go out and establish the tempo for this defense. Nice. LB's on three. 1, 2, 3.
LB!
Shotgun snaps to Brady, throws it to the deep corner of the end zone, left side, and the catch is made, a touchdown for the Patriots. What a throw to Shane Vereen.
Great catch, baby.
Brady with a play fake and a deep drop and a throw down the middle for Amendola. Touchdown, Patriots.
Way to go, way to go.
So look, first down, run and play action. Second and long, alert, sub run, get back on track, draw screen, okay? Third long was protection.
Shotgun snap to Freeman with time, looking to his left, now wrapped up and brought down. A sack for New England, second of the night.
You just got to keep plugging away now. You just got to keep plugging away. You can't go backwards.
So we come out here and give it all we got. Because we don't know when there's going to be another chance.
Ball drive free on the hit, and a fumble loose. Vereen hit immediately, and another fumble. Short drop by Brady, and that pass is intercepted on the slant.
Four times. Think about it. We haven't got the first half.
We got to be more aware of what's going on. So then when we ask what the happened, I don't know. We got to be better next.
Lighthouse, which is Mystic, Connecticut, Newport, Rhode Island.
Yeah. Well, have a good weekend.
Thanks,
all right, show now.
Yeah.
Fellas, it's all that hard work y'all put in, fellas. It's time to prove everybody you belong.
Hand off to Wynn, trying to the left side, a dive for a Patriots touchdown.
That's good for Big George.
That's your first NFL touchdown. You're actually in the books. You're in the books, buddy. There you go. Nice job. Everything we told you not to do, you did. That's good. That's good coaching.
Ballard looking long, firing down the left side for Josh Boyce. He's in the end zone. He's got a touchdown. Patriots.
It's a way to play fast.
You guys worked hard in camp, and it showed.
Nice job, fellas. This is a good finish to a good preseason.
Hi, I'm Bob Soucy, the voice of the Patriots for 98.5 The Sports Hub. Throughout the preseason, all eyes, including, as you just saw, the eyes of a tiger, were on the Patriots' offense, and specifically New England's so-called redo at wide receiver. Well, it didn't take long to realize that Tom Brady and his largely new cast of receivers, including four rookies if you count the tight ends, developed their timing and their rhythm. But come Sunday in Buffalo, amidst the excitement of a season opener, the dawn of a new era in Bills franchise history with the debut of head coach Doug Marrone and, of course, a divisional showdown, those young receivers will confront an intensity and complexity like nothing they've experienced in their football careers. So it may be September, but as was the case in August, our eyes are fixed on those talented, exciting, yet still youthful Patriots receivers. And that's the view from the booth. For Patriots All Access, I'm Bob Soucy.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Finally here, it's Buffalo. It's week one. Coach Belichick joins me now. Coach, first of all, ready to go for this season?
You bet. Yep, we've had a lot of time to prepare for our season, our opener, and I think we're all ready to go out there and compete against Buffalo. We'll see how it goes.
All right, I know that the roster is not always set, that you're going to make a move here or there, and you made a couple moves last week, but you look at it, 14 rookies right there on that active roster. That's a lot of rookies for what we call an experienced team. Fair to say that that number is out of the ordinary when you sit back and look at it, or do you look at it and say, you know what, we got the 53 best football players?
Well, we feel like we have the players that are best for our team, both this year and of course, moving forward. So we'll see how it all turns out. As you said, there'll probably be a couple roster moves along the way somewhere. We'll just see how it all plays out. Some of these guys we know have been with us. Others have just recently joined us, and you know, we'll see how they fit in and what they're able to do for our team. So that'll be a kind of work in progress.
Some of these youngsters are going to have big roles for your football team early, and as the coach and with expectations for certain guys, are you ready for maybe having a couple bumps in the road early as these guys get their feet wet? Because it is different from the collegiate level to the pro level, obviously.
Well, sure. It's a big adjustment for the first-year players, but you know, I'm sure there'll be bumps in the road for all of us. And we all have to get our performance up to, you know, the top level, mid-season form, if you will. And we want to do that as quickly as possible. Hopefully we'll be able to get it this week against Buffalo. But whatever our level is this week, we'll try to raise the following week and keep raising the bar and just do things better and better as we go forward each week and each practice. And I think that's, you know, in the end, that if we can do that, we'll be a good competitive football team.
You look at a guy like Ryan Allen, great competition throughout camp. He ends up making the roster, has never held before, but yet you've worked on him. You work with him on that in preseason. Does that concern you going into the game with the whole kicking operation, the snap, the hold, the kick?
You know, he's been very good at it from day one, so I don't think it's anything that he can't do, just the experience level of it. But he seems to have done a good job on it in all the opportunities that he's had, and I think that our special teams coaches, Scott O'Brien and Joe Judge, and most importantly, Steve Goskowski and, you know, Danny, that they all, you know, feel confident with it and we can work together on that. I don't really think it's a big issue.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will rejoin us later in the show and talk about the Buffalo Bills. But first, more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We find out from Gerard Mayo the importance of football.
You know, it was a great feeling, you know, to go out there with a group of guys all on the same page, everyone putting their personal goals to the back burner.
And later, meet the newest Patriots receiver, Danny Amendola.
My cousin actually has had a Patriots tattoo on his chest for like 5 years, so you can imagine how stoked he was.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. And by Gillette, the official shave of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
I've been playing football since I was 5 years old. You know, at first it started out as free babysitting for my mom, but then over the years I grew a love for the game, you know, just the physical contact, going out there, and most of all the camaraderie that you build with your teammates. But I do remember, I say probably middle school, when I walked out there on the field, and you know, it was a great feeling, you know, to go out there with a group of guys all on the same page, everyone putting their personal goals to the back burner and just going out there for one ultimate goal, and that's to win the game.
Oh, does he get plastered by Jerod Mayo. My, my, my.
The physical nature of the game is what pretty much drew me to the game. I love the contact. I love the hard hits. I just love going out there inflicting pain on the opponent. And at the end of the day, I love winning. I didn't know which sport at the time, but I knew I wanted to play professional sports. I enjoyed the crowd. I enjoyed the fans going crazy. Even at five, the fans were going crazy, especially my mom. But I enjoyed that feeling, and I wanted to play.
A new feature we'll be bringing you on All Access, Why We Play. And it was very interesting to see the passion and enthusiasm from Jerod Mayo. He'll be bringing that same passion to upstate New York this weekend. Dan Roach checks in on Mayo and his teammates as they prepare for the Bills.
School starting. Leaves changing color, and the annual Kraft Team Gala down on Cape Cod. Sure signs that summer's over and the fall is upon us, as training camp and preseason games turn to the Patriots' 2013 season opener Sunday in Buffalo.
It's a great time of year. I think everyone's really been looking forward to this throughout the off-season training and training camp.
I'm ready. This is something I've been working on, you know, ever since the last game we played here at home. Everything I've done to prepare to get to this point is finally here, so I'm real eager to get out there and go.
The 2013 Patriots feature 14 rookies on their opening week roster, twice as many as Bill Belichick has kept on average over the last 10 years. So they'll be thrown right in the mix come Sunday.
It's a crazy feeling, you know, just to fulfill my dreams and actually be able to play in the NFL, my first NFL game. It's a great feeling. I can't wait to get out there.
Some guys haven't experienced the things that I've experienced. So you try to talk about, okay, this is possibly going to happen. If it happens, then I want you to make this adjustment. What happens? And then the adjustment's not made. And I said, well, I told you. But, you know, sometimes, you know, that's what I do to my three-year-old, too, and he doesn't listen either, so.
Meanwhile, a welcome sighting this week as Rob Gronkowski took to the practice field in full pads for the first time all year.
It's just fun being back out there. Putting the pads on, just having them on, man, makes me happy again. I love this game. Definitely miss the game of football, just going out there and practicing with my teammates.
And finally, Sunday's opponent, the Bills, come in off a 6-10 campaign last season. But as number 12 says, that 6-10 record is a thing of the past.
They've got a new coaching staff. There's a lot of excitement and energy. None of those games are going to matter. What's going to matter is who plays the best.
Couple of numbers for you to think about when it comes to this Patriots team. They've won 9 straight openers dating back to 2004, and against the Buffalo Bills, 6 straight times they've scored 30 or more points when they battled them. We'll see if those trends continue on Sunday. From the CBS scene in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Well, thank you very much, Danny Roach. Joining me now is Patriots offensive lineman Logan Mankins. And let me ask you, 9-year veteran, do you still get opening day jitters? Or did you ever even have opening day jitters?
Oh, of course. They've always been there. And even this preseason, the first game on the bus ride to the game, I didn't have them. And I was worried. I was like, man, what's going on? But thankfully, once I got into the stadium, into the locker room, I got them back. And I always call my wife on the way to the game. She always has me call her on the bus ride. And I was like, I'm nervous that I'm not nervous. So, yeah, you still get them. And it's always a good feeling, I feel, to have them.
What does your wife say to you?
She just says good luck and play good and don't get hurt. So
yeah, stay healthy.
Those simple little things.
All the rest, right? Going into Buffalo, a team that, you know, it's not one of the stronger teams in the NFL, but a team that you don't want to overlook either, right?
Yeah, definitely. They might not be ranked high, but we have their D-line ranked pretty high. Our offensive group, we think very highly of their defensive line, and it's definitely going to be a tough week for the offensive line.
Now, you say that, but would you say that against any team, that you always have to respect them or
yeah, we respect all of them.
Right.
But we have a little more respect for these guys.
Why
is
that?
I have the utmost respect for Kyle Williams.
Okay.
He's a great player. Marcell Dareus is getting better every year. They got Mario Williams. They got a new scheme. I'm sure those guys are excited to run. We're They get to line up in a bunch of different fronts, a bunch of different blitzes. So I think they're rejuvenated up there.
You are the anchor on this offensive line. And being the anchor, do you feel like you have more responsibilities now than when you first came in?
I think there's more, but I just do the same things I've always done. And I think those things guys look up to, the hard work, the dedication, trying to be on the field at all times. And guys would respect that, so I think that's why they respect me.
Tell me what it's like when you coming off the field and the offensive line gets together on the bench and you're going over papers. Mm-hmm. What are those papers? What are you looking at? And what do you guys say in that little huddle when you're on the sidelines?
Well, we'll start with if things are going good, we're looking at it, we're high-fiving, we're happy, we're having a jolly good time. Good. Did you feel me hit that guy? I got him so good. But most of the time we're making adjustments on the plays that didn't go so right, or if they gave us a front we weren't expecting, how we're going to block that the next time we have mm-hmm. that, or next time we're in that formation, how are we going to block the same play from that formation? So it's just us adjusting on the sideline to new things.
All right, Logan. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Great job. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
All right, Logan Mankins, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI No Nonsense Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, offense. So many new faces on this offensive team. Who has the most pressure to succeed?
I'm sure he doesn't feel it, but the guy who should be under the most pressure for the offense is Bill Belichick. Not only does he shop for the groceries, he cooks the dinner. It's all about him. He was the guy that decided not to have Wes Welker. He's the guy that has to scramble to fill the slots. It's Bill Belichick.
We start the regular season where we started the offseason. Wes Welker for Danny Amendola switch. Welker was the key to this offense for 6 years. He rolled out of bed and got you 100 receptions. His career low of 86, one more than the career high for Danny Amendola. Welker played 16 games almost every year. Danny Amendola has to prove he can stay healthy and catch the ball consistently for this offense to go.
Okay, Andy, I'm going to agree with you on this one. Danny Amendola has a lot of production to make up for after the loss of Wes Welker. Not only his production, but actually what he brings to the team as far as his leadership and his toughness. All right, I'm Christian Fourier. We'll see you next week with the SBLI No Nonsense Point Counterpoint Debate.
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. It's nice of Coach to join me again as we actually talk about the Buffalo Bills. It's officially week one, divisional opponent. It's a stadium that you know, but it's a new coach. It's a new quarterback. You've talked to me before about the unpredictability early in the year. Is it even tougher when you're facing new guys and they're trying to implement new systems?
Yeah. I mean, this is about as unpredictable as it gets. You know, you're on the road. You're in the division. You've got a coach that was coming from college with some Syracuse people on his staff. He's hired a defensive coordinator from the Jets, special teams coordinator from the Lions last year. So there's certainly a lot of pro influences. There's some college influence. And, you know, we'll just have to see how it all comes together. I mean, certainly we have an idea of what we think we're going to get, but how all that plays out and what adjustments we'll have to make, we'll just, you know, we have to do that during the game. And I'm sure that there'll be some of that. And I'm sure they'll have some of it, too, because, you know, there's just going to be new things all the way around. That's part of opening day.
Is it tough getting ready for two quarterbacks? So is it the adjustments that you do talk about on the fly? Because people see you down on one knee in front of the defense or you're writing stuff down on a card. Are those in-game adjustments between series that may take more precedence than, say, later than the year?
Well, I mean, I think they're important every week. But, you know, as far as preparing for the players, I mean, right now we prepare for the general scheme. And certainly we're aware of some of their key players, guys like Spiller and Stevie mm-hmm. Johnson and who the quarterback is. But in the end, we have to do our job defensively. And there's certainly an awareness of which players are lined up across from us or which players in there at quarterback. But as we all know, that could change in one play. And, you know, a guy could go out and the next guy comes in and we have to be ready to defend that player. So, you know, I think right now what we're trying to do is understand the total offense, the total scheme, how we match up with them, how we do our assignments against what they're doing. And then we, of course, try to fine-tune that a little bit to the individual players and how we, you know, how we'll match up against them on a one-on-one basis. But, you know, I think the overall understanding of the scheme is really the most important thing for us.
38th year in coaching. Do you still get the pregame night jitters, the night before, as you approach opening weekend? Are those jitters different from the actual game day when you get into that stadium and you could actually feel that vibe in the air?
Yeah, I think it hit, for me personally, I think it hits more on game day than the night before. I think the night before is, you know, just part of the preparation week. Not too much different than Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. It's just, it's all part of that cycle. But, you know, come game day when you walk onto the field in pregame warmups, you know, and you see your team, you see your opponent, and you see the environment and all that, then, you know, you start thinking about things that can go right, but you start thinking about some things that can go wrong too. And then once the ball's kicked off, then all that's out the window and you're just playing and coaching. So, you know, a little bit of preseason butterflies, I think that's normal.
All right, good stuff right there. Time now for the Ace Ticket Ask the Coach question of the week, and it comes from Laura Urko. Wants to ask you about the pistol offense. The offseason, when you self-scout and you get ready for that type of offense, we've seen it in the past with the Wildcat. You think that pistol is here to stay, or do you think that may be a fad moving forward?
Well, it's a good question. Probably have a lot to do with how successful it is or isn't. But in the running game, it certainly creates, like the Wildcat, it creates another element in the running game where you have an extra gap to defend because the quarterback can keep the ball or bootleg it, and it makes you, you know, commit another guy to that somehow, however you want to do it. But, you know, it takes away some options that are in other offenses. So, I mean, in the end, we've seen things like the Wildcat, the run-and-shoot offense, the pistol come, and some have gone, some have stayed. So empty formations, you know, I think we'll just have to see how it all plays out. Certainly we have to be ready for it. I think that there are most teams on our schedule or potential pistol teams formation-wise. So it's something we'll have to be ready to defend on a weekly basis.
All right, good question, good answer. You'll be back later in the show with the Bellis Trader Buffalo. What are we taking a look at?
We'll see them in all three phases of the game. They're a very explosive team.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Coach will be back later in the show. But first, more Patriots All Access after this, then the Bellis Trader later.
Coming up on All Access.
Find out what concerns Coach Belichick about this week's opponent, the Buffalo Bills.
And of course, Spiller is a guy we got to stop.
But first, we travel to Texas to meet Danny Amendola.
You know, we didn't have video games or didn't have anything really to do inside besides eat and sleep.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Subway. Any regular footlong is a $5 footlong, all September long. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Pulled from the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting fact. A quick check of the 2013 Patriots shows that only one player on the active roster was born in the 1970s. That player, none other than Tom Brady. For the most up-to-date Patriots analysis, check out the latest edition of Patriots Football Weekly, available on newsstands now.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
The Patriots' biggest splash in the free agent waters this offseason was reeling in Danny Amendola. All that is expected from the fifth-year wideout is to fill the shoes of the highly productive Wes Welker. That's nothing new for Amendola, who followed Welker in college at Texas Tech. We traveled to Texas this summer to find out what makes Amendola tick.
I live a football life, yes. Did I always know I was going to play in the NFL? No. It's something, you know, that I work for, you know, day in and day out continuously. It's still just, you know, football season to me. So it hasn't really changed for me since the day I, you know, put pads on.
His hair's on fire all the time. When he was little, the most challenging part of the day was getting into bed. And I told this story before. It's a true story. I mean, when he got old enough that, you know, Dan, it's time to go to bed, so you have to catch me. he would run around the house and you couldn't catch him. So I couldn't catch him, so we said, I'll race you to bed, because his competitive part was going to come in. So he said, all right, I'll race you to bed. One time he ran, took off in the hallway, overshot the bed, and put his head through the headboard just to win. And, you know, he sat on his bed and his eyes were spinning in his head and probably had a little bit of a concussion, but I mean, that's the kind of guy he is.
Growing up in our family, it's definitely a competitive atmosphere. You know, I was always competing with my older brother, with my dad.
I knew he was very athletic. I mean, you could see, even though he was small, Danny had an ability just to look at something happen, and he could go duplicate it physically.
You know, we didn't have video games or didn't have anything really to do inside besides eat and sleep, and that's pretty much it. So we were all outside, you know, one way or another. My senior year, we beat the brakes off y'all.
Well, I went to Scituate High School, went to Northeastern University, and after I graduated in 78, moved to Texas to coach football. Yeah, I think football's in their blood. And, you know, they lived it, they watched it. It was part of what I did, and I brought the boys into, Matt and Danny, into that world, because, you know, they would come to games, they would come to practice, they would be ball boys at the games.
Growing up around the school, around the building, around the locker room was a lot of fun.
It's what they wanted to do. I think it was pretty much in their blood from the start.
I've loved the game since the minute I saw it. I've always wanted to play, you know, at the highest level and be the best that I could, and that's really where I get it from.
For, I don't know, 8 years I coached against
them. I remember one specific time we were playing my dad's school. It was a close game. We always kind of played each other close. He's out here on the numbers yelling the play that we're about to run. Sure enough, I knew what we were running, and so did he. He just trying to get the message to his defense. We were going to run on offense, and I just felt like that was unfair.
It was fun. It was interesting. You know, our side bets were who was going to cook dinner that night or whatever.
It was a lot of fun. We ended up winning two out of the 3 years that I played against him, and it gave me a lot of bragging rights around the house and stuff like that.
It kind of puts things in perspective that it is a game, and you do want to win, and you are competitive, but when it's all over, it's all over. And you wish him good luck before the game, you kiss him after the game, and then you move on.
So what do you call it? You know, we drive out to Maine from Texas or drive to Boston, you know, four people in a Crown Victoria, and getting to know the area out there with my family, you know, when I was a young kid was a lot of fun. You know, we go to the beach, hang out, play bocce ball, play wiffle ball, watch the Red Sox games.
I mean, it's kind of surreal that he's playing for the Patriots. I can remember watching Gino Cappelletti and Babe Parilli and Jim Nance, and way back when my dad took me to watch the Patriots at Fenway Park play against the Bills. And, you know, that was when I was Boston Patriots, of course, but I've been a Patriots fan all my life.
Well, my cousin actually has had a Patriots tattoo on his chest for like 5 years, so you can imagine how stoked he was.
Being a Patriot and playing up in New England in front of family and friends, and being, you know, putting on that jersey and running out, that's going to be really an emotional time. Kind of looking forward to it.
Now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. It's my man Christian Fourier here with Scott Zolak breaking down the Buffalo Bills. EJ Manuel, rookie quarterback, he ran. They talk about the legs. Read option. We can face it.
Yeah, and I'm going to show you how.
Watch this.
And what you're going to see. So let's do the basic keys to the read option. It's all based on the defensive end. Chandler Jones, Rob Ninkovich, depending on which way they're going to run
this. C.J. Spiller, a guy in the backfield, is a guy you got to respect up front. So the read is there.
So if I'm EJ Manuel, here's what I'm first doing. I'm watching the defensive end. If the defensive end crashes down to take the dive, which I think he is, I'm going to pull it out, and I'm going to get going. Usually a big alley there for tons of yardage. hopefully he shoulders a turn and that allows me to get upfield. The second option is if he plays it true. Okay, so the same routine. Now he doesn't play it. He reads the quarterback. I let it go and I'm going outside. But here's where you really got to be careful if you're a middle linebacker, if you're Jerod Mayo, if you're Brandon Spikes, okay? You need to make sure that you don't overcommit because the play-action pass is what kills defenses. So the same routine, you've seen it 3 or 4 or 5 times, and here it comes again.
And it's after
everybody
you get that
up,
run going. It's after
pull
they get
it out
the
right
run
away,
going,
and
you
it's
get
a quick release. I don't hold on to it. I don't think about it because the read is there. It's open right away. If it isn't, he's going to take off
and
run.
And it's the element of the unknown. That surprise in week one. You haven't practiced against it. Well, maybe you did a little bit with Tim Tebow in camp, but ultimately it's you against Buffalo. We need to find out what these Bills are about.
We
it's
will.
Buffalo. Give me some air. Get out of there.
I'm Jackie Britton, and it's time to get to some storylines as the Patriots prepare to open their season on the road against AFC East foe, the Buffalo Bills. Now with a brand new receiving core, who will emerge as Tom Brady's go-to wide receiver behind Danny Amendola? Well, it may not be a wide receiver at all, but look to rookie tight end Zach Sudfeld on Sunday. And the Bills have a whole new system over there in Buffalo, starting with the coaching staff, and it trickles down to their starting quarterback, EJ Manuel. Now, is this Patriots defense ready for the unknowns of a rookie quarterback? And Chandler Jones has some history with Bills head coach Doug Marrone from his college days at Syracuse, and this will be the first time that the second-year starter takes the field in the NFL opposite his college head coach. Now that you're caught up on the storylines, let's jump right into our opponent news.
The Opponent News is brought to you by GEICO.
When the Patriots visit the Bills on opening day, they do so knowing the matchup has been very lopsided of late. New England has won 18 of the last 19 meetings against Buffalo, and new coach Doug Marrone is excited for his chance to face New England.
They've won a lot of football games, and it's not just, you know, against us. And, I just want to say, I think we all know, you know, what a great job they've done as a team. I think that, you know, and their coaching staff. And we understand that. You know, what happens is, and it's a natural reaction, is that when you go out there and something goes wrong, you know, you see a reaction of the same old, you know, Bills, okay? And that's not the case.
Now that you know what to look for on Sunday, it's time for the Bellustrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Bellustrator. Week one regular season. It's Buffalo, Coach. A little return game action. What are we looking at here?
Right. Well, we're looking at Buffalo's kickoff return, and they always do a good job in this area. It doesn't seem to matter who they have back there. This is a good win, the rookie from Texas, and you can see him go against Indianapolis. It's 107 yards. Finds a little crease there, and then once he turns on the Jets, it's all over.
How much a play like this early in a football game can set the tone, and it's really hard to recover from, especially on the road where you've got to be, you know, nails on that kickoff coverage unit.
Yeah, absolutely. And we all know statistically that if a team can score on defense or special teams, that, you know, in most games, that's the difference in the NFL.
Those field position.
Yep.
Okay, Buffalo defensively here up front.
Well, defensively, they have a very good front seven here. They play a lot of the old Bear 46 defense. And, you know, this is a good example right here of our old friend Kyle Williams shooting the gap on the backside, getting into the backfield. And, you know, it's just a jailbreak here in the backfield. Negative play. Second and long, third and long. They got a real good front with Williams and Darius, Mario Williams, Carrington. So it's a real good group.
All right, front seven, we've talked about them, and here we look at them in the secondary.
Yeah, this is a good play right here by Ron Brooks, number 33. You could see the Colts make a reception here. They're going for a run after the catch, and Brooks is a real tough, hard-nosed corner. He's come in there and done a good job for him, knocks the ball loose. He's an excellent special teams player, but the Bills get a lot of turnovers with their front and their ball-hawking secondary.
Ball security, big key thing on the road week one.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, Spiller is a guy we got to stop. You can see on this play against the Colts, he starts off running to the defensive right, sees the hole kind of plugged up over there, and bounces it back all the way outside. This guy's got tremendous speed, quickness, very good vision, he's an excellent receiver and returner. So they use him a lot of different ways. That's a good way to get off your goal line there, hand it to him, and get out to the 20.
Guys like himself and also Freddie Jackson last year showed some toughness against you guys, playing through some injuries and that, being accountable and being out there for their teams.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an explosive player that we got to stop.
All right, Coach, good to be back at it. Good luck on Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Right. There you go. There's your Bellustrator. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Well, it's just about fall time. That means football is back. And so are we. What's up, everybody? I'm Romeo.
And I'm Shauna. And this week in Pat's Chat, we sit down with Will Svitek and get to know this offensive tackle a little better.
We basically escaped over the mountains.
Plus Gerard Mayo, he brings the crazy a little bit. He will get totally tilted.
Crawling in my skin. Am I the only one with this problem?
You'll see that all and more starting this Saturday morning at 10 on MyTV 38.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to our Bob's Discount Furniture Studio. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And first things first, the biggest area of concern surrounding this football team, the Patriots, that is, was Brady's targets, receivers. Do you think they've upgraded? Do you think he has the weapons to take this team where it needs to go?
First of all, I just want to shout out to Bob. He's really branching out. Multiple studios in here. This isn't where I did the preseason games.
Well, this
from.
Is the studio
Multiple
you're
studios
in now. There you
the,
go.
For the Bob's Discount Furniture. Excellent.
Weapons.
Offensively, the weapons... I'm in a very small minority that heading into training camp, I wasn't all that concerned about the offense because of Tom Brady, because of Josh McDaniels, because of a very solid offensive line. And Stephen Ridley, I think, is a serviceable running back as well.
Are you more concerned now?
No, I'm a lot less concerned than even I was. I think that they would figure out a way to move the football. And I think what we saw during the course of the summer was just that. I think they moved the ball effectively pretty much every game. They had the turnovers in Detroit. But even then, I thought they moved the ball before they turned it over. I think Brady finds a way.
Yeah, a couple things. I think Danny Amendola looks as advertised, so that's important. Then there's the rookies, Steve. You know, a lot of questions on whether a rookie receiver could come into this system and grasp what they're doing. And they've had three come in and fare pretty well. Kenrell Tompkins, the real surprise. Josh Boyce and Aaron Dobson, the draft picks as well. And then Zach Sudfeld, the rookie tight end, undrafted out of Nevada. So with all those things combined, I would say I would feel better about this group than I did at the start of training camp.
The thing that hurt this team last year, at the end of the season, especially when Aqib Talib went down, was the defensive backs, particularly the safeties. Where has there been improvement in this area at all?
Well, safety is going to be a position I think you're going to have to, it remains to be seen. I think they brought in Tavon Wilson in the second round last year. This year, third round, Daron Harmon. We'll see if those guys can make a jump. It's a little disappointing to me, I'll admit, that neither one of those guys really looked like they seriously challenged Steve Gregory. I think Gregory is a solid starter. I'm a little bit higher on him than maybe some Patriots fans are, but he's not a star. I think you could do better than him and have him be your third safety. You'd be a better overall unit. But how you get better? Aqib Talib being here for a whole season, Alfonso Dennard, Kyle Arrington, Logan Ryan, by the way, a rookie, another one of those rookies we didn't talk about. I think he's a guy. I think they're deeper at cornerback, maybe more talented, maybe not deeper, but more talented at cornerback than they were a year ago at this time.
I think we all wanted another Rodney Harrison.
Yeah, well, I think that's a good point because I was going to mention Adrian Wilson. When they signed him at 6'3", 230 pounds, we all said there's that big physical presence at safety that they haven't had since Rodney Harrison. Didn't work out, ends up on injured reserve. And if he wasn't hurt, Steve, some question if he was going to make the team because I think even leading up to that point, it wasn't a slam dunk for him because maybe it didn't unfold the way they hoped. But the safeties are a good topic to bring up this week because the Bills, with E.J. Manuel starting at quarterback, can get the ball down the field with those deep throws. So the safeties will probably be tested on Sunday.
Okay, well, you mentioned Buffalo, and that's who's next. Are the Bills a threat at all to this football team?
Well, I do think that the one area that they might be worrisome is what Mike just touched on in big playability. I think C.J. Spiller is a dynamic back who can hit home runs. We know that. And Stevie Johnson can get downfield. And if you have some trouble in the back end that Mike sort of touched on with the safeties, I think E.J. Manuel is a guy who can get the ball downfield. And by the way, for a young quarterback making his first start, people might look at that and say, well, they're going to, you know, have him, you know, dink and dunk all over the place to make it safe. I think it's the opposite. I think those timing throws might be a little bit more difficult for a young guy, but to just rear back and fire 150 yards and have Stevie Johnson make a big play, and all of a sudden it's a one-play scoring drive, that's how Buffalo would present a problem.
Yeah, I think the Patriots should win the game, but, I mean, how many times have we seen crazy things happen in September? The first week of the season is certainly not usually reflective of what we see by midseason and beyond. So I think to say that you can just show up and win the game is not really understanding the way that, you National Football League work. So I do think, you know, you have a new coach, you have a home crowd that's excited, has some hope with a new young quarterback first round pick. I think to overlook the Bills would be a mistake.
Okay, prediction time.
38-14.
I'll go 31-21 Patriots.
Do you think Buffalo will put up 21 points?
I think they're going to get, they got C.J. Spiller, some big playability, some good speed on the outside. Chandler, the tight end, has given him problems too in the past.
All right, guys. Do your predictions. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, that would do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everyone. See you later.